We've got the former GM of the Maple Leafs and now currently the head honcho down with the Islanders. The Islanders are one of the hottest teams in the league.
Exactly.
And they've been off to a great start. Lou Lamoriello, who was stuck talking to us many, many times over the past few years.
Contractually obligated, that's
right.
The thing. Now he doesn't have to, and he's still coming by.
Why are you sitting with us, Lou? You don't have to do this.
Well, isn't this a great night, guys? I mean, really and truly. I mean, you know, Monty, the commissioner, Monty St. Louis, Jeff, Willie O'Ree. I mean, go on and on. This is a fun night, and it's just great to be here.
Do you get here every single year, or for the most part, are you here every single year?
I try. Fortunately, we've had quite a few of our players and people that we've been associated with be recognized. But I think it's very important for as many of us to get here as we possibly can.
You've been around the game for so many years.
Be careful now, Jim.
No. This is a respectful question. More about looking at Marty Brodeur's body of work. You know, I think in knowing so many players and seeing what he was capable of, is he one of the greatest goaltenders who ever played the game, in your opinion?
Without question. I mean, I had the good fortune to watch him day in and day out at practice and certainly in games. And the way he approached the game, the way he took care of himself to play the game. Remember, this is a player who at times played 72 games during the season.
10 years in a row.
And
did that.
Never took a day off in practice. His work ethic was exceptional, had a smile on his face every day, had fun with the players, always challenging them and them challenging him. So, I mean, I don't know what more you can say because the records speak for themselves. But I think what people don't realize is the type of person he is. He's such a quality person. I've never seen him get mad at a teammate or feel it was someone else's fault or anything. He's an intelligent person. He studies the game. He knows the game. His success isn't by accident.
Hall of Famer Lou Lamoriello joining us around the table. Once Marty Brodeur retired, or I guess moved on, you quickly acquired Corey Schneider. When you got here, you immediately acquired Freddie Anderson. Did you know the importance of goaltending before Brodeur, or did Brodeur teach that this is imperative? I got to make sure I got a stud in net.
Well, I could reverse that to the three of you and say, what is the most important thing you have to do with a team? And that's it, is get a goaltender.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's without question where you start. I've always been a belief that you start from the goal and you go out. And then you go from there. But I've been fortunate to have three real good ones. Corey, unfortunately, got hurt, but he'll be back. You know, I have a lot of respect for him. And Freddie, it's just great watching him, what he's doing here.
Yeah, he's playing well.
I think it's so important, Lou, the way the game's played now. You can't really defend like you used to. So if you don't have that guy in net to make the save, you're ultimately screwed because – it's not like Kenny Danico's in the corner cross-checking people, not letting you can't. You got to let the guy go to the net now, and if you don't have a goalie different. Back there, you're done.
I hear Jeff say Kenny cross-checking because he got a couple of them. Right?
Yes, Kenny made sure.
All of my analysis when I see a goal going in front of the net and I see the defenseman not doing anything, that's my go-to. I think of Scott Stevens and Ken Danico, what they used to do to me in front of the net. I'm like, okay, you can't do that anymore, but right. You got to do something.
Find a middle ground if you can.
Yeah. Well, I and a little humor. I saw Kenny last night, and he came over to me. He said, "See, I should have been an offensive defenseman. Did you see that play in the game yesterday?"
Lou Lamoriello, live from the Hall of Fame. We'll get you out of here talking about your current team. I don't know if this was a surprise for you, but it was a surprise for us. We weren't sure what to expect. Obviously, we know with Tavares leaving and some turnover, including behind the bench and yourself and some of the players. You guys are off to a really quality start, 8-6-2. What's going on down there with the Islanders?
Well, we're very fortunate to get Barry Trotz. There's no question. Timing sometimes in life, you can't predict it. But he and the staff have just done a tremendous job. And the players have bought into what's been asked of him, the commitment that's needed. You know, last year, they were, you know, last in goals against, and I think that was the focus, trying to improve on that. They understood that. They understood that it might be at the sacrifice of you know, some things that you like to do, score goals and,
right.
and assists. But you want to win, you have to pay the price. And they have bought into that, and we've been very fortunate.
How good of a player was this guy, Scott Niedermeyer?
Well, did you see him out there last night? I saw him after, and I asked him if he wanted to come back.
Really? How's that sound, Scott?
Probably still play.
No, he was tough yesterday in the game, so I don't think so.
You're not willing to take the offer?
No.
You got to negotiate at the very least. Yeah, see what you can get out of him.
Call my agent. We'll see.
I've been asking him this since the day he retired to come back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. A few years ago, it might have been maybe a realistic thing, but not now.
No. You still look like you're in pretty good shape, though. What are you doing these days?
Well, just hanging out with the kids a lot, helping coach youth hockey, spending a lot of time at the rink still. Mm-hmm. It's been fun. Tough job, though.
Yeah.
But it's been good.
How often do you get back here into Toronto? And I know you're not from Toronto. You're a BC guy. But you've been in the Hall of Fame for a couple of years now. What's it like to be a Hall of Famer and be here tonight?
Well, it's a special honor for sure. You know, we were lucky in Jersey when, you know, with Lou and now Marty getting inducted this year, Scotty Stevens. We had a really good group there, and that's really, looking back at my career, I feel tremendously fortunate that I was part of it. You know, the success we had, the group of people we had there, you couldn't ask for anything better than that, really.
I said to Wayne Gretzky, it's my only interview I've ever done, but it's one of the blessings of having a great team and winning championships is to get to see one another again at all these types of functions, because I didn't win. I don't get to have reunions with my teammates. There's nothing. We don't see each other. But it's one of the best rewards to be able to get together at all the times you do, and you can remember the times and see everybody that you won with.
No, absolutely. I mean, the reunions that you have, you're right. When you win a championship, getting back together again, seeing the guys, there's no doubt there's a special bond to that. You know, in general, as a hockey player, you have a lot of fun in your career, and anytime you can kind of get back together, get in the dressing room and have some laughs, it's a great time.
Well, enjoy it tonight, boys. We really appreciate you guys giving us a few of your minutes, and obviously you guys represent championship caliber Hall of Famers, both of you, so thank you for popping by.
My pleasure.
Great seeing you guys. There's Scott Niedermeyer, Hall of Famer, and Lou Lamoriello, Hall of Famer as well, and the GM of the New York Islanders.